The less your business spends, the more margin you keep. But today, everything costs more. So smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, and HR into one proven platform, helping you reduce IT costs, maintenance costs, and manual errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move to NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/earnings. netsuite.com/earnings.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. It's packed with benefits to help unlock more value from your business purchases. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
Is realizing the full value of your network just a dream? Intel is bringing AI everywhere, building solutions to help modernize and monetize 5G infrastructure, making it possible for telecommunications providers to expand services and drive efficiency by reducing costs and saving energy. The next wave of networks starts with Intel. Learn more at intel.com/starts. Is realizing the full value of your network just a dream? Intel is bringing AI everywhere, building solutions to help modernize and monetize 5G infrastructure, making it possible for telecommunications providers to expand services and drive efficiency by reducing costs and saving energy. The next wave of networks starts with Intel. Learn more at intel.com/starts.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
You know, it can be hard to see the challenges that people we work with every day are going through. Invisible struggles like stress and burnout, caregiving for a loved one, or being misunderstood. But insight, awareness, and empathy will help us better see the issues they're dealing with. And that can make us and our companies healthier, too. I'm Holly Robinson-Pete. Join us on The Visibility Gap, a new podcast presented by Cigna Healthcare. Download it wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Bloomberg Business of Sports.
The cold, hard truth about the Olympic journey is not really been financially incentivized in the same way that many other professional sports are.
The business of basketball involves NBA, Global, our licensing arm, Think 450. All of those things will make up what that looks like.
Money in sports is one of the reasons why I enjoy being on Monday Night Countdown. We talk about some of the more interesting aspects of business of sports.
When you're talking sports, discipline is the bridge from being good to ultimately being great at whatever it is that you're trying to be or accomplish at your profession.
Bloomberg Business of Sports from Bloomberg Radio.
Hello, this is the Bloomberg Business of Sports podcast, and we're here every Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday talking about some of the biggest issues in the world of sports. I'm Michael Barr.
And I'm Mike Lynch.
Scarlett Fu, as they say in the business, is off on assignment, but she'll be back here later this week. We've got a couple of topics to talk about, and one topic could probably take up the whole show. And this is from our friends at Sportico, Lynchy. The military is mulling a huge recruiting plan to enlist college athletes.
Yeah, this is called the Scholar Athlete Intelligence and Leadership Program, and it's been started by a former Auburn athlete, a guy by the name of Dave Maloney. And he is trying to solve two different problems with one happy ending. The military, the service academies, are not meeting their goals in recruitment, and many college programs are going to have to be cut because of the lack of funding for scholarships. So Maloney's idea is have the service academies provide scholarships to athletes in college in exchange for 4 years of military commitment when they graduate. I think this thing could have some traction and some wheels.
Yeah, this is kind of a spinoff on the old GI Bill, but it's got sports involved. And what's also important about this is that the proposal does not include football and basketball players. And what's important about that is that now the other sports, the sports like swimming and all of those sports, they can be totally in play.
Yeah, for instance, football, Division One football teams get 85 scholarships. That's pretty good. So they're all set. And basketball, as we mentioned, has a great scholarship programs, and they're exempt from this. But take a look at, like, women's sports, field hockey. Mm-hmm. 12 scholarships right now are only allowed. In swimming and soccer, only 14. 12 for lacrosse. Going on the men's side, 12.6 for track and lacrosse. Baseball gets 11. Hockey gets 18. Tennis gets single digits. Wrestling gets single digits. Now these athletes can get a scholarship, partial or full scholarship. No military commitment during their four undergraduate years. That only begins when they graduate and then exchange for guaranteed military service. Now, a lot of people will say, well, why don't you just join the ROTC? Well, that's a big demand when you're an undergraduate in college. Mm-hmm. Of the 27,000 ROT students right now currently in the program, only 500 to 700 of them are athletes. And the commitment for ROTC after you graduate is for 8 years. And while you're in school and you're in the ROTC program, Monday, Wednesdays, and Thursdays, you have a ROTC class from 6:15 to 17 to 7:15 a.m., and Tuesdays from 1 to 3, which could conflict with practice, and one Saturday a month, which could conflict with competition and games.
Now, there are some people or some groups, obviously, that's going to get some pushback. And let's just start with the NCAA. I'm sure the NCAA is thinking, hey, what?
You know, the NCAA has been pushed around last year by name, image, and likeness. And if this program comes in here, you know, I think the NCAA is worried about someday becoming irrelevant and having the only thing under their jurisdiction is the March Madness basketball. And that seems to be the direction everyone's going in right now. Somebody stood up against the NCAA, and a number of people stood up and have won. They sort of just, you know, stood up against the bully and said, I'm not taking it anymore. And I love this program right here. I think it's great. You know, you go for 4 years and say, you know, I really like to be in the military, but I don't know if I want to go to West Point or the Naval Academy or the Air Force Academy. But this kind of, you know, solves, I get the best of both worlds. I get to compete, live the life of a free spirit college athlete, student athlete, and then serve my country for 4 years when I get out.
Now, to give you an idea about the money we're talking about here, last month the Pentagon requested a record $773 billion budget for 2023, and that included about $1.32 billion in recruiting and advertising costs across the Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, and billions more for basic training and so on. So there's money there. And you compare that to maybe some scholarship costs outside of football and basketball with the FBS, it's no comparison. I think it's only, what, about $650 million in scholarships?
Yeah. And I think it's a big burden off the shoulders of athletic directors who are faced with these decisions of what sports they have to cut. Now, when COVID was at its height, we saw a number of schools wipe out programs. Some have reinstated them, but some have not. For instance, last week we had the professor on from Seton Hall, and he was talking how Clemson, a school that gets all kinds of money from their football program, wiped out their swimming program because they didn't have enough money to fund the scholarships. This would save a program like Clemson's swimming program.
Well, plus, too, it would also, and you've had this bugaboo and I've had this bugaboo, it could help improve those locker rooms, especially for women athletes, because there is such a drop-off between the men's locker rooms, especially like in football, compared when you drop down to the ladies.
Yeah, that was exposed last year during March Madness when the men were in one city in Indianapolis and the women were in San Antonio, and they showed the weight training room that the men had, which was about the size of an indoor football field, and the women looked like they were in a broom closet with a couple of dumbbells on the floor, and that was it. And that was brought to someone's attention, and that was rectified this year for March Madness. But now, you know, we want to see this equity in every single college across the country.
This is going to be interesting. And Sportico brought this out, and I'm sure more people are going to be talking about this in months to come. I want to see where that's going to go.
Success is more than the final destination. It's a path you take one step at a time. It's discipline. It's teamwork. And it's the drive and passion inside of us that comes before all recognition. It's what Stifel's been doing for over 130 years. Quietly, yet strategically, Stifel's become one of the fastest-growing wealth management and investment banking firms in the country. Our financial advisors go beyond traditional wealth management to provide clients with direct access to one of the industry's largest equity research franchises and a leading middle-market investment bank. Because success is the drive it takes to keep climbing, the passion to keep investing, the best of each of us made better by the best in all of us. And that is where success meets success. Start your journey at Stifel.com. That's STIFEL.com.
Stifel Nicholas and Company Incorporated, member SIPC and NYSE.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. It's packed with benefits to help unlock more value from your business purchases. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
Intel is the spark for the dreamers who do. Those with the ambitious, out-of-reach ideas, begging to become real solutions. They share a vision for how our world and our lives can thrive when bold thinking meets strong silicon. They dream of a life with no diseases, of cleaner, greener, more reliable energy through the power of supercomputing. They dream of trust and privacy for all, of advancing and expanding education by bringing AI everywhere. Intel is the spark to start something new, to build something better, to know that no dream is too daring when you have the right foundation. It starts with Intel. Learn more at intel.com/starts.
There's another topic, and it involves Trevor Bauer. He's been suspended for 2 seasons. By Major League Baseball, the Los Angeles Dodgers pitcher, he's going to try to appeal the ban. Lynchy, this is severe.
Yeah, in 2015, the Major League Baseball instituted their new policy on sexual assault and domestic violence, and this is the longest punitive action that they have taken, 2 full years. Now, in a few years ago, Bauer signed a 3-year, $102 million contract with the Los Angeles Dodgers. He was paid $38 million last year. So far this year, up until the ruling came down from Major League Baseball, he's been paid $4 million. Should he lose his appeal, he'll forfeit the rest, some more than $62 or $63 million. But he's not eligible to return to baseball until 19 games into the 2024 season.
Is that the career? Is that it?
It would be very tough to come back from that. That's a long time away.
It's a thing where, I guess the best way I can say it is this. Trevor Bauer, I know if you're into fantasy sports, you had Trevor Bauer as your pitcher. It's like, hey, I want this guy and this and that, whatever. And now it just gets wiped off the map. But that's the least of his worries. If he is found guilty of all of this domestic violence, we could be looking at jail time.
Well, so far, he has not been convicted of any crime. He has not been found guilty by any court of law so far. But Major League Baseball has the right to suspend a player without a criminal conviction. They did a deep, extensive investigation to some of the women who came forward with their claims, and there have been several other women that have come forward after the Major League Baseball made their announcement. But they have the authority to suspend players without criminal conviction.
Well, that's my thing, is that, okay, that can happen. But at some point, if Major League Baseball is doing this, will somebody in law enforcement say, hey, we need to look at this more severe?
Well, you know, I look at the Deshaun Watson case, and when some of the women who came forward just wouldn't testify and the grand jury dropped the case. It's very difficult for some. It's such a difficult thing for these women, first of all, to come forward, and some of them just do not feel like going through the grind of a trial, being in there day in and day out in front of everybody, and they may feel that I brought this to everyone's attention. He's been suspended for 2 years. I'd rather not continue any further with this.
Now, Bauer is the 16th player suspended since August of 2015.
Yeah.
That's back when the joint domestic violence, sexual assault, and child abuse policy was put into play. Boy, I guess what I'm trying to say is there have been prior suspensions, and involved in that is Felipe Vasquez, who's serving a jail sentence assaults, for sexual assault, for a 13-year-old girl. And that's what I'm concerned about if this expands for Bauer, where this could go. But we'll see what will happen. You have to keep in mind, too, that, you know, the allegations involved, there are women that have stepped forward. And it's very hard, like you said, to step forward, especially now when it gets into a law enforcement thing.
Yeah,
it's going to be tough. So we'll see where that goes. Yep. One other thing, too, and I'm going to have some fun with you.
Go ahead. What do you got? Lay it on me. Come on, Mike.
You lost to the Orioles, man. Yeah. The Orioles? Come on, man.
And the Red Sox are only a half a game ahead of the Orioles from the bottom of the American League East. That's how bad things have gotten around here. The good news is, though, Michael Barr, is that we have two of our winter teams in the playoffs, the Celtics and the Bucks,
yes,
and the Bruins are playing the Carolina Hurricanes. So this is that time of year where we sort of just, you know, we just ignore the Red Sox until the Bruins and Celtics have won their cup, and we've had our parades and victory parades and celebrations, and then we'll check back, and maybe the Red Sox quietly, you know, work their way up, maybe, you know, half game behind the Yankees in first place.
Now, you got a little smackety smack smack from the Milwaukee Bucks, man, in game one, Celtics. Yep. But like you said, I mean, that's why they make them seven. So anything can happen in this.
Anything can happen. But watching Giannis play, boy, I tell you, he is the best player on the planet. He did something in game number one, and Michael Jordan's probably done it, but he got an assist on one of his own baskets. He was trapped right inside the lane. He just threw the ball off the backboard caught it and just slammed it in. So he gets the 2 points and he gets the assist.
Yeah, I did see that. That was like, okay, stat racker.
That's something when we used to do when we were playing horse on the playground, remember? All right, off the flagpole in my hand. Bang, I'm going to put it
in. Yeah, I did see that. I'm like, oh, man. It's like, at first when I saw the clip, I'm like, wait, did I see that right? It's like, and then they replayed it. I'm like, oh, that was pretty good. Hey, listen, let me put it this way. At least the Bruins are in the playoffs.
Yeah.
The Red Wings, we got our notice. Like, thank you, fans, for supporting us. See you next season. I'm like, okay. That's very good. Thank you very much. Good luck to you, Lynchy. I hope later on that the Bruins, and I hope later on that the Celtics can do some damage, man.
We do, too. It makes it for a very pleasant spring, and it gives you something to do every single night.
I'll live through you vicariously.
Okay, pal.
This has been the Bloomberg Business of Sports Podcast. We're here each and every Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday talking about some of the biggest topics in the world of sports. I'm Michael Barr.
And I'm Mike Lynch.
And do not forget to download this show wherever you get your podcasts.